Time now in our pregame shuttle visit with Tom Serratore, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, people watch sports movies and they see fire and brimstone postgame rants by coaches, and they hear about players-only meetings in the NFL and all those sorts of things. After a weekend like last weekend, those things aren't common. They don't happen very darn often. What was this last week like after the Northern weekend a week ago?
Oh, Schulze, honestly, it wasn't bad. What we did is it's up to the coaches, you know, and it's not with the Northern Michigan game. We've been inconsistent all year from the standpoint one game to the next. One good game, one average game. But even though, again, we were pretty good in Bowling Green the weekend before. But we just took a look, and we went from Lake Superior State on, the goals we've given up, where we've given them up. And you're at the point where you got to make sure – you got to try to fix – what's the problem? Well, we took a look at our goals against, where they came from. Too many outnumbered rushes. Too many turnovers. We showed them. We talked about them. We said, here's what we got to fix. And then we had some good video on last year when we were playing good, and we moved on. I mean, the bottom line is we got great kids. We had great leadership, and we lost a weekend. We lost a weekend. Like, really? We lost a weekend. So we've been swept twice this year. We haven't swept anybody per se. We did St. Thomas maybe at home. We got 5 out of 6 points. But, you know, we just got it. But you know what? Last year at the same time, our record was worse. And people forget about that because we won the league. So at the end of the day, it is what it is. Our job to figure out what the problem is and see what if we can fix it. And we think we can. We think it's very fixable. And that's what we did.
Have you ever been a quote-unquote fire and brimstone kind of a coach? And part two of that is, does that work with today's players?
Well, it all depends. Yeah, I think you can be a fire and brimstone coach at times. Can't be all the time. You can't be the same guy all the time. Whatever. You can't be Mr. Mellow all the time. Like, you got, like, say parenting. If you're going to parent the same way all the time, you're going to be ineffective as a parent. If you're going to be the same boss all the time, you're going to be ineffective as a boss. Coaches is no different. You got to know, again, when to be fire and brimstone and when not to be fire and brimstone. And that's a gut feeling. And to me, you're fire and brimstone when you're not competing and not working. It's never been a problem for these guys.
How much do you just let your captains kind of deal with that stuff in the locker room when you guys aren't in there?
Well, they're always dealing with something. And we don't even know what they're dealing with because we don't talk to them about it. Now, there's certain facets that those guys are looking for. You got to remember, the captains a lot of times, too, are looking for leadership. They're looking for answers because they can't provide it. And then that's up to us to provide that type of leadership. So not everybody's got all the answers. So it's more delicate than you think. Every situation is different. Every weekend can be something different. But a lot of times you might talk to the captains and ask the captains to handle something because we feel it. Again, it's more of an internal situation than an external situation. But, you know, last weekend, that wasn't about the captains. That's about the coaches. We're the ones that have to provide that type of leadership. And they want that too, the captains. So that's up to us to lead and tell them again what we need to do to get better and go from there.
When you're focusing on a list of negatives, I'm assuming you also got to bring some positives to the table from last weekend. Where do you think you played well?
It's not about playing well. I mean, God, we had 80 shot attempts each night. So we actually, territorially, we had command there, but we didn't win. And it wasn't like, here's the problem. It's not about last weekend. To me, it has nothing to do. The only thing that what last weekend was the losses. It's about how you need to play. And again, I don't care if you're playing the Gophers or Northern Michigan, it's the same way. And that's, so you got to peel back the onion a little bit. And again, we got to get back to how we want to play. And what we did is, again, here's where we're struggling right now. Here, as a collective group, where we're doing some good things. Now we got to fix this. Then you show video and talk about the good times. Last year, when we got on a 10-1-1 run and we were averaging 3.63 goals for, and like 1.65 goals against. But before that, we were giving up 3.3 and we were at 2.4. What changed last year? Well, here's what changed: the tempo of our game, the pace, you know, the lack of turnovers, the quick defending, keeping pucks low, having a better F3. Like we showed it. And that's what you do. And then hopefully again, okay, hopefully there's a trigger right there. Hopefully again, those are the things that you got to do. Any team has to do when they're in a funk. And you just can't, you know, you can always say, just let them play out of their funk. Sometimes you can, but there gets to be a point where, you know, they're looking for answers, and so are we. And then we got to find the answers, and then we got to do the best we can to correct those things.
How important is it, too, as a coaching staff to take a deep dive into, you know, some of the things that you've just talked about, even when things are going well, that, you know, maybe it's easier to gloss over a little bit just because you're winning?
Schulze, you're spot on right there. That's, you know, sometimes we're negligent of that. I'm talking when I say we, all of us as coaches, because when things are going well, sometimes you just status quo. But there's nothing wrong. It's actually smart to continually again, bring up, and, you know, we're always showing positive clips. Don't get me, but I mean, you're spot on. Again, there might be little nuances that you're doing really, really well and just keep emphasizing. I'll give you one. In the last 10 days, we haven't worked on our low game. And our low game is really good when we're effective, but you got to stay on things too. You got to practice things. Repetition is repetition. You know, I mean, who's kidding who? Blocking and tackling, you know? And you guys got to work on those things. So we did a lot of low play this week, and I hope we're going to be better. I hope we keep pucks more low. You want to be a better defending team, you got to keep pucks low. Even if you're going to give the puck to the opposition, now they got to go 200 feet. Now they might be tired. Now they're line changing. So just little things like that you emphasize, you concentrate on, but you got to work at too. And sometimes when you get away from something for a little bit, then the guys will get away from that as well. So sometimes what you need to do is you got to keep doing certain things so your guys, it's fresh in their mind.
More with Coach Cerutori when we come back. Corner Bar pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerutori. St. Thomas certainly riding a hot streak as of late, Tom. Where are they better than they were? And this was a long time ago, since they were in Bemidji in the Sanford Center.
Power play. Bar none. They were 0-for-18. They started the year 0-for-18, and I might have it wrong. I think they're 28-30% right now. But going into the Ferris series, I think, because actually when I was breaking down video, I heard it. You know, going into the Ferris series, which was two series ago, they were 18 out of 51 in their last 51 power play attempts. Well, you and I aren't the brightest math majors on the team, but that's, you know, over 30%. And at that particular time is what I'm getting at, Schulze. That's pretty good. And they're scoring 1 out of 3. So, and they've had some success over the last couple of weekends too. So they're probably clipping at about 33% since that 0-for-18 slump that they were in. So stay out of the box is the moral of the story.
You know, they brought in a lot of transfers over the years. It's how they had to build a program, you know, from the ground up. They've also had to sprinkle in some young guys. You got to bring in fresh blood and kind of balance out your roster a little bit. As you look at their roster, what are their strengths?
Well, they're old. They're older. They might be the oldest team in our league. I don't know that. Don't fact check me on that. But they're really old. And that's the thing. Again, a couple of years ago, they got old. They brought a lot of transfers in, and you know, they've stuck with those guys. And this was their year. This was their year because they got a lot of juniors and seniors. And no, that's the thing. You know, now they're playing well right now. With this experienced team right here. And no, they've played a lot of games, these kids, and it's a good hockey team, and that's a team that could easily win our playoff.
In the era of the transfer portal, to me, they're sitting in just a prime spot geographically. They're going to get a bunch of Twin Cities guys that maybe want to, you know, come home to play at the end of their career. Just geographically speaking, where do they, you know, where are their biggest benefits?
Well, I think you hit it on the head. Their proximity. I mean, they're St. Paul's team. They're in the Twin Cities. They're in the metro area, home to a lot of private schools, home to a lot of high school kids. I mean, obviously we all know it's a great academic institution. It's got a lot going for it. They went Division I, all their sports. There's a lot to sell, and there's, you know, a lot of these kids who are in the transfer portal might want to go back home, and it's a perfect opportunity for them. Plus, they have the ability to bring in high-end freshmen, so they are in a good spot, and it's a great situation for them. And it's a job that it's a pretty good job, that's for sure, and they can win there.
This is a unique weekend. Hockey Day is going on this weekend. Women are playing the Gophers down there. They're playing outdoors, today. And Beaver fans can certainly make a weekend out of this and a fun weekend. And I guess just talk about Hockey Day and what that means to this state as one of its premier coaches.
Well, it's just, you know, Hockey Day is just kind of one of those, you know, what they started is kind of, you know, the one weekend of the year where this state is focused on hockey and the outdoor brand or whatever you want to call it, and it's become a weekend of watching on TV and a weekend of enthusiasm for everybody. And the beauty of this Hockey Day, you know, we had it a few years back, is it gets spread around from southern Minnesota to northern Minnesota to northwestern Minnesota to northeastern Minnesota to the metro area, which it is, you know, this particular weekend. And no, it's just kind of a cool event, and it's an event that everybody can do something a little different, and everybody does a deep dive into it to how they can, you know, make this Hockey Day the most memorable Hockey Day, and what are we going to do or what are we going to add to make this a unique Hockey Day. And, you know, and obviously the hockey fans in the state of Minnesota are watching with a lot of enthusiasm, and there's always just a lot of great human interest stories this weekend as well. So –